Well, dear friends, today I'd like to invite you to trip a little light fantastic with me. If you haven't seen Mary Poppins Returns, and if you're also not familiar with that phrase that comes from Milton and Chaucer and Shakespeare's writings, you may have no idea what I'm talking about. And that's okay. In its early use, this somewhat mysterious phrase, trip the light fantastic, refers to a light, nimble dancing. And in Mary Poppins Returns, it's also the call and dance of the Learys. So today, in this Baptism of Our Lord Sunday, a week after Epiphany, I invite you to be like a Leary and trip a little light fantastic as a way of living out our baptismal identity. Now, Leary is a lamplighter. And in the new movie, Jack, a lamplighter in the streets of London, sings a song at a trying time in the film, a turning point of sorts. Here are some of the words from Trip a Little Light Fantastic. Let's say you're lost in a park. Sure, you can give in to the dark, or you can trip a little light fantastic with me. When you're alone in your room, your choice is just embrace the gloom, or you can trip a little light fantastic with me. If you hide under the covers, you might never see the day. But if a spark can start inside your heart, then you can always find the way. So when life is getting dreary, just pretend that you're a Leary as you trip a little light fantastic with me. And if you're deep inside a tunnel, when there is no end in sight, well, just carry on until the dawn. It's darkest right before the light. The song keeps running through my mind, and I promise it's not only because my kids keep singing it, nor is it only because I love Lin-Manuel Miranda, who sings it. The song wrestles with light, of being lost and found, of being stuck in the mist or in a fog, and how one might choose to respond. The song names that life can be dreary and uncertain. You can always choose to respond by shining a light for all the world to see. And in this season of light, the revealing epiphanies that the Magi discover this newborn king's birth, or today's story of Jesus' baptism, how might we trip a little light fantastic? For it's not just because of this song that we can respond to life and the world, the mist and the fog, by shining light. For you see, we proclaim that the good news of Jesus is that Jesus is the light of the world, a light that cannot be overcome. And it's at the heart of our baptismal identity that we are called to shine light into the world. At the beginning of worship today, when we started with the thanksgiving for baptism, it is a way of giving thanks for the gift of baptism and remembering the promises of baptism, that by water and word, we are named and claimed as God's beloved children. We give thanks for the forgiveness of sin, the gift of walking in newness of life. Thanks be to God for the waters and the wonders of baptism. For during each baptism that we have here in worship, a representative of the congregation takes a candle to this paschal candle, and then they carry that light to the newly baptized, back to their family and the sponsors in the middle of this assembly. And then they say these words as they carry the light to our new sibling in Christ. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let your light so shine before others. Trip a little light fantastic. Live your life in a way that shines the light of Christ into the world so that when people see your light shining, they'll give glory to God. Let your light so shine. Trip a little light fantastic. For the light that we shine is not ours alone, but is this grand and resilient, promising light of Christ. The light that we shine is somewhat of an invisible sign, this outward extension of our baptism, that in the waters of baptism, by the spoken promises of God, we are God's beloved and beautiful children, and we are sent to live in the world. And oh, if only we could always trip the light fantastic, let our light so shine before others that they may see our good works and glorify God. For I am convinced that in choosing to shine light into the world, through our presence, our words, our actions, our very being, we are participating in the covenant of baptism. We share in bearing it God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. It's for God's glory, for our own and for others' well-being, that we are called to share this light. Our scripture readings for this day provide wonderful reminders of our promised baptismal identity, that you and I and every being has value, worth, a light to shine in the world. The prophet Isaiah from our first reading, this passage is one of my favorites. I hold it dear to my heart. I have read it in countless pastoral visits, and I rejoice in our shared hearing of it today. The prophet Isaiah tells a story of God's loving relationship with God's people. We're reminded that God has created us, formed us, and redeemed us. God says, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you, for I am the Lord your God." This passage continues to tell God's people that they are precious in God's sight, honored and loved. The people are not to fear, for God will gather them. God will gather us from the north and the south and the east and the west, from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by God's name has been created for God's glory. God has formed us and made us. God declares these words of promise, "You are mine, and we will not be alone or overwhelmed." This passage reminds us how we can trip the light fantastic. We show up to life each day, renewed by this love of God. What if you tried starting and ending each day looking in a mirror? Take a look at yourself and hear these words that the prophet Isaiah speaks, and hear them as the word of God spoken to you. "You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I've called you by name. You are mine." The light that we shine reflects how loved we are by God. And if we can try to believe that to be true about ourselves, and we have a start at believing that to be true of everyone else we encounter. And when we hear about Jesus' baptism, we hear similar themes. According to the Gospel of Luke, Jesus' baptism was described as some grand event. The heaven was opened, the Holy Spirit descended in this bodily form as of a dove, and the voice from heaven declares, "You are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased." It's an event to remember. This is an event that forms and shapes Jesus' life. It's an event that will be echoed in a few more weeks, and Jesus is transfigured on the mountain, named, claimed, beloved of God. And the same is true in our baptism. Baptism is an event to remember. And we are sprinkled with water, an event that forms and shapes our lives. Baptism carries the light of Christ to us and charges us to trip the light fantastic. Let that light shine in the world. For in baptism, you are known and named and claimed. You belong. We belong to God. We belong to Christ, in whom we are baptized. And so, as beloved of God, why not pretend that we are Learys, to shine the light for all the world to see? The world could use a little light. We all could. And we've received incredible light in Christ. So let's share it. Amen.